The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Otto.
Pleasure to be here.
Actually, I was with Otto and his wife Bernadette the other night at an event in town, which was very nice.
It was excellent.
And we were talking about it before at the Swan Club, which has been totally redone.
Yes.
Or since I've been there anyway. I don't know when it was redone.
Yeah.
How recent.
I used to go there years and years ago, and it was open for lunch and dinner, which I don't think it's open for now. It's strictly catering. But
right.
I thought they did an excellent job. And this is not a paid commercial.
Absolutely. And everybody said the food was wonderful.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't eat anything, but I never do with these things because you're running around, and then I had to go to another meeting, to be honest with you.
See, I wasn't running around, and I did eat.
That's the better way to do these things. And look at the difference in size of us. You'd think I was the one that was sitting and eating. But nevertheless, it really was.
I'm one of those lucky guys.
They did a wonderful job. Just the importance, I always like to bring people up to date on Project Independence, which is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And the most important thing you have to remember is 311, because anytime you need any information about anything, call 311, because the town has partnerships all over the island, basically, but throughout Nassau County. It's over 1 million calls have come into 311. Which is ridiculous, and I think 48% are for Project Independence. So since they started this program, that's almost 500,000 calls have come in for Project Independence. Over 200,000 rides via doctor visits and shopping for seniors have been affected through Project Independence. And these things, you know, the winter is over, but I know so many seniors who turned around and said, you know, it was a bad day weather-wise, as opposed to driving, you know, with the snow on the ground, you should take a car for $3, $4, whatever it is. Shopping is totally for free. So why would anybody risk getting into the car, slipping on the ice to go and get, some eggs and whatever you wanted for the next couple of days? You take the car service. And then during the course of the week, there's just so many programs, which Christina always goes through them at the Christina Liu Show. But exercise, yeah, I know you go to some of them, Otto.
Well, I've been involved with this program right from day one, almost. And it's unbelievable, the numbers you just used. In the beginning, nobody knew who Project Independence was. And the reason has grown as well as it has grown is because they satisfy their customers, if you will.
Right, absolutely.
The staff of Project Independence, the nursing people, the social work people, they're all top-shelf professionals who guide people when they're not in such tremendous situations. Their situation could be very bad. They could need help for guidance for a lot of things, really.
Absolutely. And the important factor here is we give it to them. We don't know what the service is, and that's the benefit of the social workers. The social workers will go to the house and make an assessment. And it's interesting because you may call up TRI, which is one of the organizations we deal with, the Rehabilitation Institute. And you may call them to have your gutters cleaned, which they do at this time of year, or put your air conditioner in your window, which they do for free.
Or change a light bulb that you can't reach.
Yeah, 100%. Right. But prior to that, the social worker goes to your house. Now, they might see the house as squalor. They'll say, can I look in the refrigerator and see, three candy bars and nothing else? That's going on as a follow-up then.
Yeah.
You're not going to be neglected.
People who are listening or people who could use the service should really not have false pride and think they don't need it, because it's foolish to think that way. This is a service that can help you, and you should take advantage of it. It's just a great program. The goal is to help people stay in their own home,
right,
as long as they wish to stay in their own home. You know, clearly it does happen where people get to the point where it is not easy to stay in your own home because you really need such care and you really may not even know where you are.
Right,
unfortunately,
absolutely.
Then you get into a different category.
Right, right. That's the main
thing. But until that time, you know, if you have little problems here and there, these are the problems that could be huge if you don't have somebody helping you out. Changing the toilet seat, new light bulb, cleaning windows,
oh,
whatever.
Oh, yeah, stuff you don't even think about.
Exactly.
You know, everyday stuff for a regular person is a piece of cake. But you don't realize it until something happens. I tell everybody the story. My grandson, who's 4, broke his leg. And 6 months ago, makes no difference, whenever it was. Within a day. You know, here I'm thinking, the cast was from his, around his ankle, like towards his toe, up to a couple of inches from his hip. And we're thinking for the next 6 weeks, this poor thing is incapacitated. Within 24 hours, he's sliding on the floor. He's shaking that thing. He didn't miss a beat. But the point is, when a senior, and I said that, I said, now for a senior, their life is over. Because they don't have that same drive. Not everyone. I'm generalizing. And that's what has to happen. I mean, you see it. I see it as just, you know, stuff that you did every season that comes. It's like, ooh, I'm not going to do as much in the backyard.
Well,
you can still do something.
I think there's a lot of things that we take for granted every day. Like your hands or your feet or your ability to climb on a chair.
Right.
Oh. You know, these are things that become not so easily done when you get into a certain category and you have some physical problems.
Right, absolutely.
So.
But it all works out at the end. I mean, that's the issue. The main thing with the seniors and with
right.
Project Independence is we have within the town the ability to find somebody to help. We have so many partners. In the town of North Hempstead that we can find somebody to work with. And we also have partners in Nassau County, which is just as important. Because, you know, just because it's North Hempstead, it doesn't mean we don't cross the line helping people in Nassau County.
That's a nice lead-in, John.
But no, we have to introduce our guests now. But the interesting thing about this, and I've never had the opportunity, I'm not even sure if you remember.
I never met Laura.
You never met Laura. Okay,
no.
The first time I met Laura, I became chair of the North Hempstead Democratic Committee, and about 2 weeks later was my first event, and I'm not sure if Laura came over to me or somebody brought you over to introduce me, and Laura says, I'm running for county executive next year, and I'm like, I don't even know where the bathrooms are in this place, and you're telling me you're running for county executive. It's like, oh my God, please.
And you still don't know.
No, I still don't know. But then over the course of the next year, I kept bumping into Laura here and there and the other places, and then 17 is when you ran. And 17, she got the endorsement from North Hempstead Democratic Committee. I mean, she had to work, you know, it wasn't a perfect smooth ride. There's no question about it. She smiled through the whole thing, but there was no perfect smooth ride. Had a primary, unfortunately. Came out of that with huge, tremendous colors. Then won the election and became, in January, the first woman to be have the county executive seat in Nassau County. And at this point, it's just a pleasure to have Laura Curran in the house.
Well,
hello, dear.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for that nice introduction.
No, it's the truth, though, because I tell people all the time, it's like the first time I met Laura, it was like, hi, how are you? Okay, you know.
And then off to the races.
Yes, and it really was. After that, you put the straps on or whatever the expression is, and it really was. There's no question about it. Part of it's a shame. It was an uphill battle. But
it was a lot of fun.
The smile, that's your smile.
It was really a lot of fun, and I thank you for your help. I know we're not talking politics.
Right.
We can move beyond that, but it was a wild ride.
Right. I mean, here you are doing tremendous things, at least going forward. You're starting it off. It's a tough, you know, your charge, so to speak.
We have a lot of challenges. We have the financial challenges. We're working hard on that. We're restoring trust in government. We've got a lot to do, but we've got great partners in government. We've got wonderful supervisors and mayors that we work with, and we try to get as much done as we can in a bipartisan way.
Perfect. I'm going to throw it in your lap.
Yes.
And this is a tough question. Just going into the ethics, which is one of the things I know as soon as you came in with gifts and stuff like that, just start talking about that, because that really, that's the thing that people want to hear about. I mean, with the trials that have been going on, which is a disgrace, but that's besides the point, you went in basically saying, we're going to keep it as clean as possible because I don't even want to question whether you got something that's inappropriate, and then 3 months later you're voting on something.
Right. So I am very serious about the importance of restoring trust in government. If we want to grow the tax base and we think we deserve the bully pulpit, then we have to make sure that we're doing everything as ethically as we can. So something that I did when I first got in was sign a couple of executive orders just to show in very concrete ways how we restore the trust. The first executive order said that anyone that I appoint in my government cannot hold a leadership position in a political party, or they can't donate or contribute to my campaigns, because I'm not appointing people in government to help me climb the greasy pole of politics. I'm hiring
people.
I'm hiring people to do the actual work of the people who pay for it.
Right.
The other executive order had to do with contracting. And so a lot of these problems that we've had, these scandals, have to do with shady contracting. So I signed an executive order saying that anyone, any vendors or contractors who do business with the county, cannot give a gift of any amount, not even a cup of coffee, to people involved in the procurement process. So it's black and white. It makes it easier for everyone to know what the limits are, what the lines are. And that way we, again, begin to restore trust. And then the one that I almost feel guilty with how much attention I've gotten is taking names off signs.
Right. I think that's great.
It's an easy thing to do.
Yes.
And I would never criticize anyone who wants to do it. I just, in Nassau County, in the culture of Nassau County, it had gotten a bit out of control.
But now, with what you've done, and I'm going to assume all the signs are done, or are they all finished?
No,
or?
There. I still drive by signs with, you know, the previous county executive, the county executive before him. There are so many signs to clean up.
Okay, because I read it, how many has to be redone.
Yeah.
But as they get all redone, then you're finished for years and years to come.
Exactly.
It's not a budget item. If
right.
every 4 years you're going to be there for 12, however many, but the next person that comes, you know, it's fortune to put my name up on this.
Exactly. Right. They don't have to worry about it. You don't have to pay for it.
It's the truth. Something like that was a big one.
In doing homework for the show.
Get ready, Laura.
Here comes the heavy questions.
No. What I found is actually there is not one easy topic, because there really are very few things that you deal with that have a conclusion.
It's true.
And they've been going on for a long time. So you basically inherit a lot of things that are here, and they're not easy, or they would have been fixed a long time
ago. That's exactly right. There are, and I'm not going to blame the previous county executive or anyone else. There are structural challenges that we have that we, you know, it's up to us now to try to make it right. One of them is the assessment situation. So we have a couple of bills pending up in Albany to help us with that. We're hopeful that we'll get some help there. The Senate and the Assembly have been incredibly helpful, just so that we can make those important structural changes to begin to address these problems.
Well, as a non-political, not in-depth person who knows all about the assessment program, I have filed grievances every year.
Sure.
And I have gotten, yes, we go along with your grievance, all right? But how will you reassess, like, every home in Nassau County? There's a lot of houses to reassess.
Yes.
You have to have a lot of people.
It's about 400,000 residences and about 20,000 commercial properties, so it's a lot of work. So working with the legislature, we're working with two vendors, one to do the residential, one to do the commercial, and they're doing the reassessment. To the previous administration's credit, they started the work. And working with the legislature in my administration, we're continuing the work to have a new tentative assessment out by January 2019, so that we can start getting our property assessments actually beginning to represent and to be close to true market value, which is what people would expect, to make them fair and to make it accurate.
How would they, like, the reason I file a grievance is I'm not that far. I'm across the street from a high school.
Yeah, where do you live?
In New Hyde Park.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Right, and New Hyde Park Memorial High School is right opposite my window.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But also there's Denton Avenue, two blocks over, which is a big commercial strip. So you compare the house I live in to what they call the Oaks over in New Hyde Park.
Mm-hmm.
And, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, this, that, whatever. The comparison is they should all be equal value.
Right.
Will you be able to, when reassessing, be able to take into consideration things like that? You know, like what kind of, are you on a main street, or is it commercial buildings near you or whatever? You know, it's hard to do that, I think, just by looking on Google Maps.
It is.
You know what we're going to do? I'm sorry, Laura.
Yes.
We're just going to hold the answer. We got to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1. We'll be right back.